This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In the mid-1990s, the federal government set aside millions of acres of forest in the Pacific Northwest to protect the northern spotted owl. So far, that effort does not appear to be working. Spotted owl numbers are lower than ever. The government, biologists, and timber companies are debating why. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
The spotted owl is the one you heard so much about in the 1990s. It's listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, and it needs dense forest in which to hunt its favorite food, flying squirrels. The new kid on the block is the barred owl, a bigger bird with streaks or bars on its plumage. It's an interloper from the East Coast, and it's been muscling its way into the spotted owl's territory for the past few decades. And the timber industry has taken notice. Tom Parton is president of the American Forest Resources Council.
We do know that the barred owl will push spotted owl out of its preferred habitat. It will also kill the spotted owl if there's a turf fight over territory. So this leads me to believe that they are a big factor and that we need to find out some more information before we just simply set more land aside for critical habitat.
Parton says instead of setting aside habitat, forest regulators should look at the data that show that barred owls are multiplying in areas where the spotted owls are declining, especially in Washington state, where the number has dropped 50% in the last decade. The spotted owl may now number only in the hundreds. In his view, the barred owl is the biggest threat to the spotted owl, and logging restrictions have not helped.
That's a spurious conclusion.
Washington state biologist Paula Swedeen is an expert on spotted owls. She says the owls may be suffering from a lag effect, a kind of hangover from all the habitat they lost before the 1990s.
We've, you know, had about 90 years of loss of spotted owl habitat, and a population is going to take a long time to adjust to a new set of circumstances.
As she walks through the old-growth forest on the volcanic slope of Mount Rainier, Swedeen acknowledges the barred owls may very well be pushing out the spotted owls. But she says that may be because the spotted owl has already been so weakened by habitat loss. Most biologists agree that it's too simplistic to blame the barred owl. Nevertheless, the idea that inter-owl competition is a bigger factor than logging is gaining traction with many Northwesterners, and that worries environmentalists. Heath Packard of Washington Audubon says state forest regulators have been, in his words, distracted by the specter of the barred owl, something he says could undermine their willingness to preserve habitat. Complicating this debate further is something you might call the barred owl's intimidation factor. Paula Swedeen says it has to do with scientists' traditional method of counting spotted owls.
You broadcast out over a tape recorder or a megaphone the sound of a spotted owl calling, and it sounds something like this.
So it's in their nature to call back when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So can you count on that telling you whether there's a spotted owl in the territory?
Well, the problem that we're encountering now with the increasing population of barred owls is that that they don't necessarily call back.
In other words, the spotted owls are so intimidated by the barred owls, they sometimes bite their tongues when the census taker comes calling. That silence can be suicidal. Under state rules, if there's no sign of a spotted owl for 3 years running, its nesting area loses its protection. Swedeen says this has happened often enough that the state has now asked timber companies to refrain from cutting down nesting areas that appear abandoned. Given the bullying presence of the barred owl, it may be that the spotted owls are just hiding. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.